Today's daf is Psachim daf Yutes, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Yutches Amid Beis Amalei Ravina LeRavashi. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, of Vadya Ben Miriam Leah, and Manuela Baschano. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Mordechai Meir Ben Rav Yitzchak Yisachar Menachem Mendel, and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim Rav Moshe Chaim. So we are up to the sixth of the seven Tahiris Dafin that are tucked away at the end of the first parak of Masechtas Psachim, the sugya of Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyanim. And like the last two Dafin, the Gemara is going to continue to discuss the halacha of Tumas Mashkin Midoiraisa. So one thing is clear from the sugya of Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyanim, and that is that Mashkin is a very unique subclass within the world of Tumah V'Tahira. So much so that the Tanoim debated whether or not Mashkin can even contract Tumah Midoraisa. The Imtim Tzoloimar, it can, whether it can now convey Tumah, it can transmit Tumah, it could be Metame Tumah Midoraisa. Now, midrabbanon, mashkin's mekabel tumah, mashkin can be metame. Not just that, there are chumras that you find in tumas mashkin midrabbanon that you don't find in any other area of tumah. One of the yudches dvarim was the unique status of tumas mashkin, but that's all midrabbanon. The Gemara's discussion was from a deiraisa perspective. The last Gemara that we learned discussed the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, which was also the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, that was mentioned in the Brais on the top of Daf Tez Ayin Amar Al. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon were both of the opinion that Tumas Mashkin is Deiraisa. Not just that, they both were of the opinion that Mashkin has the ability to be Metama Mideiraisa. However, not everything. Mashkin can be Metama Uichlin Mideiraisa. However, it cannot be Metama Kalim Mideiraisa. However, again, Tumas Mashkin's Midei Raisa, it could also be Metamim Midei Raisa. And Gemara said, my time at the Rabbi Yossi. What is the Makar of Rabbi Yossi? And that was the primary topic of Daf Yudches. And the Gemara said that Rabbi Yossi learned his halacha because he was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He heard his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, teach a pasuk in Parsha Shmini. Rabbi Akiva was teaching the resha of the pasuk. Rabbi Yossi applied that lundus, that teach, that principle to the seifa of the pasuk, and that's how he came up with his halach. So where was the pasuk? The pasuk was in Parsha Shmini. The context was the unique tumah of a kli cheres. A kli cheres is an earthenware keli. The Torah says that if a sheretz falls into the kli cheres, literally into the kli cheres, el toichai, says the pasuk, kol hasha besoicha yitma, everything that's inside the klicheres is going to be tamay. V'oisai seshpayr, you can't be metara klicheres in a mikvah, and as a result, you would have no choice but to destroy the klicheres. Says the pasuk, what does it mean when it says, kol hasha besoicha yitma, mikol ha'oichal hasha yeyachil, asha yavoy olav mayim yitma. Additionally, v'chol mashka, asha yishase v'chol kli yitma. Rabbi Akiva darshan the resha of the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva said that you see from this pasuk that if there would be oichlin inside the klicheres, after the klicheres became tame because there was a sheretz inside of it, the oichel would be tame. Now, what level of tumah would the oichel have? It would be a sheni l'tumah. The sheretz is the ava tumah. It was metama the klicheres and made it into a rishon l'tumah. The oichel that's in the klicheres became tame because it was in contact with the klicheres. As a result, it became a sheni l'tumah. Now, said Rabbi Akiva, the Torah said it's tame. True. However, the Torah used an interesting word to make the point that it's tame. Torah didn't say tame, which it would often say. However, what the Torah said was yitma. You know what yitma sounds like? Says Rabbi Akiva, it's tame, but also yitame. Manipulate the nekudas a little bit. Yeshem lemesayres. And it's not just saying that this oichel is going to be a sheni l'tumah, but it's also saying that this oichel has the ability to be metama. And this is a very big chiddush. This Rabbi Akiva's chiddush, which we need for today's daf. Rabbi Akiva's halacha that a sheni could be oisa shlishi even bechulin, which is contrary to conventional wisdom. Because the conventional wisdom is that a sheni could be metama, but only truma, or kachim. And even a shlishi can only be metama, kachim. But the point is, the general understanding and all the introductions that you're going to ever hear or read to say the Tyrus, you're going to see that there's no such thing as a shlishi bechulin. Because a sheni l'tumah doesn't have the ability to be metama chulin. stating that Rabbi Akiva's shita is that the Torah said yitma, and you're supposed to read it as if it said yitama, and it comes to teach us that an oichel sheni has the ability to be metama even a shlishi. What kind of shlishi? Only a mashkin. The Gemara went through that on daf yuchas. But regardless, what did Rabbi Akiva darshan? He darshaned the word yitma as if it said yitama. So Rabbi Yossi was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He was one of the five Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva taught Torah to after he lost 24,000 Talmidim during the Yemei Sfira. He was one of the five Talmidim in the Darim after Rabbi Akiva, Rachman of Litzlan, buried all his Talmidim in the Tzofen. And he comes and he taught Rabbi Akiva. Yossi, this halach, Rabbi Yossi said, Gevaldik, if you could darshan this word yitma as if it said yitama, I think we have a marganisa tova in the safe of the Pasuk. Because what did the safe of the Pasuk say? V'chol mashka asher yishase, b'chol kli yitma. If you hold Tumas Mashkin's Deiraisa, this Pasuk is the Makar. We've gone through this many times. And what does the Torah say? Not v'chol mashka asher yishase, b'chol kli tome. V'chol mashka asher yishase, b'chol kli yitma. So you see that Mashkin doesn't only have the ability to become Tamei Mideraisa, it has the ability to be Metamei Mideraisa as well. If that's the case, why does Rabbi Yossi hold that it's only Metamei Oichlin? Why not Mashkin? Why not Kalim? Again, that was Daf Yudches, Minof Techaza, Daf Yudches. That was yesterday's Daf. But the point is that Rabbi Yossi is Makar, that Tumas Mashkin can be Metamei Mideraisa from the word yitma. How did he know to darshan yitma as if it said yitame? It was Beshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi, because he heard this from his Rabbi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was darshan the Reish of the Pasuk, Rabbi Yossi was darshan the Sefer of the Pasuk. So again, last segue, just to be clear, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi both darshan the same Darasha. However, they came out with different halachas, different agendas. They were discussing something different. Both Tyrus, obviously, the Pasuk isn't the parish of Tomas Glicheris, but a different halacha. Rabbi Akiva darshan yitma yitame to teach me that an oichel sheni could be metama, mashkin, chulin, and make it into a shlishi. Reb Yossi darshan from the word yitma that Tumas Mashkin can be metama oichlin midai raisa. Now you would think that being that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi were both coming from the same place, they're both darshaning the word yitma as if you said yitama. So although Rabbi Akiva never said Rabbi Yossi's drasha, he probably holds of Rabbi Yossi. And although Rabbi Yossi never said Rabbi Akiva's drasha, he probably holds of Rabbi Akiva's drasha. The Gemara even said Beshitas Rabbi Kamer. And even though it wasn't the halacha, it was the principle. But at the end of the day, you darshan yitma yitama, do you not darshan yitma yitama? So luchura, you would think, if the Gemara stopped right here, that it's not just Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon that hold that mashkin is tomei midei raisa and it's matama oichel midei raisa, it's Rabbi Akiva as well. And it's not just Rabbi Akiva that holds, there's a musig of a shlishi latoma in chulin. You would think it's Rabbi Yossi as well, stating that Zokta Gemara. Amalei Rabbina Rav Ashi. Rabbina told Rav Ashi, Va'amar Rav, how could you tell me that the Makar to Rabbi Yossi Shita that Mashkin has the ability to be Metama Oichel Midei Raisa? Is Yitma Yitama? I heard Rav say, quote, Loi Rabbi Yossi Savak Rabbi Akiva, for Loi Rabbi Akiva Savak Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. It's pretty clear then that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi can't be coming from the same drasha. Because what Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Yossi didn't hold them. Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Akiva didn't hold them. If they're the same shita, then how is that possible? Amalei said, he told them it's not true. Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabba Amra v'leilei sfirale. That statement of Rabba is not a sfira. Rav Ashi told Ravina to Daf Yudches. Could be Daf Yudches is right. I never said Rabbi Yossi holds of Rabbi Akiva's halacha. And it's not muchak that Rabbi Akiva would hold of Rabbi Yossi's halacha, but at the same time, they're both coming from the same place. They're both darshaning the word yitma as if it said yitam. Now, why would Rabbi Akiva only darshan it in the Reish and not in the Seifa? And why would Rabbi Yossi only darshan it in the Seifa and not in the Reish? It's a good question. And if we have more time, it's worth investigating. But the point is, at the end of the day, what Rav Ashi told Ravina was not a stira. It's not a stira. It's not checkmate. Because I never said they said the same halacha. I just said they darshan the same word. Me'ezetam, Rabbi Akiva darshan it in the Reisha, and me'ezetam, Rabbi Akiva darshan it in the Seifa. So the Gemara says like this. Somebody, Rav Ashi, the Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi told Rav Kahana, Bishlam, Rabbi Yossi, Lysov, the Rabbi Akiva, I know for a fact how you would know that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Meaning Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva's chiddush that if you have oichel that's a sheni latoma, it can make chulin into a shlichi latoma. What's the source of this? The Tanya we learned in a brayso. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "Minayin revi b'kodesh shu pasul." How do you know that there's something called a revi b'kodesh? Meaning, how do you know that there's something called a revi latoma, and that revi latoma is nogeya kachem? Now, notice it says, "Minayin revi b'kodesh shu pasul." What does pasul mean in the context of tuma v'taira? It means it itself is tamei. However, it can't be metame something like itself. So that the Revi is the end of the line, because there's no such thing as a Chamishi. But a Revi, Bakoidish, at the very least, is possible. So Rabbi Yehuda said, how do you know that? So he learned it from the following. It's a little bit of a long-winded Makar. We'll go through it inside, and then we'll speak it out outside. He said, Vidinu, I know from a Kabbal Chaymer, Mam, Chosek Yipurim, Shem Mutte Betruma, Pasal Bakoidish. There are certain people that in order for them to be tar, it's not enough that they go to the mikvah. It's not enough that the sun sets, Tzeisak Echavim, Rabbeinu Tam. However, what they need is to even bring a carbon. What was the carbon brought? It was always brought the next day, right? The day after the person that was Tami went to the mikveh, he would bring a carbon. Now, someone that's mechusar kippurim, he went to the mikveh, the sun even set. The halacha is, if he didn't bring this carbon, he's still not 100% tahar. What's the halacha? He's allowed to eat truma. However, possible kodesh, he's allowed to, he's not allowed to eat kachin. How do you know someone that's a mechusar kippurim is allowed to eat truma? It's the first mission in Shas. Name is like kodesh ma'arvin b'shasha kiyanim nichnasan lecha b'trumasan. When is that? It's say sakay chavim. Meaning every single kohen that was tameh, as soon as he went to the mikvah, that lacha is Heriv Shemesh, Tzeisak Echavim, at that point he was like, he didn't have to wait until he brought the carbon. Mishasha Kianim Nechnasan Lachim, but Trumasan. But notice it said Trumasan, didn't say Kachim, because for Kachim, sometimes a Tamei had to do more. Sometimes for Kachim, a person also had to bring a carbon. So Mechusik Yipurim is allowed to eat Truma. However, Mechusik Yipurim is not allowed to eat Kachim. What do you see from here? You see from here that Kachim is more Chama than Truma when it comes to Toma. Right? That's what you see from here. Because the Mechusik Yipurim is not tameh to the point where he can't eat truma. However, he is tameh to the point where he cannot eat kachim. Okay, so if that's the case, let's make a kal v'chaim. Shlishi shel pasul b'truma. So a shlishi that is something that is nogeya truma, meaning truma could be a shlishi l'tuma. So certainly, it should have the ability to now be metama and make kachim into a revi l'tuma. So what we're doing is a little bit of a hard kal v'chaimer. But Rabbi Yossi's kal v'chaimer is that I see from Mechusik Yipurim that Kachim is more chama than Truma when it comes to Inyane Tumah v'Taira. Mechusik Yipurim is allowed to eat Truma, he's not allowed to eat Kachim, so you say Meris, when it comes to Tumah, Kachim is more chama. Perfect. Okay, now what? So he says, now I have a kal v'chaimer. If there's something called a Shlishi v'Tumah by Truma, then kal v'chaimer, a Shlishi, should be able to make a Revi b'Kodesh. Now, at first glance, you can't even read the Kal V'chaimer. Why not? Because this is a classic example of Dayoy Lovim Min Adin Liyas Ganadin. Right, Kal V'chaimer always says, if this is true here, which is not so chamer, Kal V'chaimer there, where it's even more chamer. Okay, so that would make sense. If there's something called a Shlishi L'Toma by Truma, meaning if Truma can be a Shlishi L'Toma when it comes to contact with a Sheni, Kal V'chaimer, a Revi, should also... Or a kavuchaimer kachin that comes in contact with a shaylin of tumah should also be tumah. That would be a very good, reasonable kavuchaimer. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that if truma could be a shlishi, kavuchaimer can make kachin into a revi. Where do you see that? What's the kavuchaimer for that? So that's a dialogue of minadin liyas kenod. So because of this cache of dialogue of minadin liyas kenod, Rabbi Yossi doesn't stop here. He's continuing to explain. For lamadnu shlishi b'akoidish min hatoira, v'revi mikavuchaimer. We know that there's something called a shlishi. We know that kachim could be a shlishi l'tuma from a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Ayin Rashi. In general, in this sugya, Ayin Rashi. V'revi mikal v'chaymer. And if that's the case, that mikal v'chaymer, I would know revi. Shlishi min ha-toira. How do you know that kachim could be a shlishi min ha-toira? The chsiv, the Gemara actually brings the pasuk. V'habasar ha-sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yoichal. It says that basar, that's kachim, that comes in contact with anything that's tamei, lo yoichal. And Rashi says it's mash, mi lo yaskin and the nagav v'sheni. And isn't it talking even where the source of the tumah was a sheni l'tumah, and you see that kachim that comes in contact with a sheni l'tumah becomes a shlishi l'tumah. Okay, so you know that there's something called shlishi b'kodesh min ha-toira. If that's the case, revi mikal v'chaymer, I'll know revi mikal v'chaymer. And what's the kal v'chaymer? Kidamrinon, like we just said. Okay, so what did Rabbi Yossi just say? The abridged version. Rabbi Yossi said that if a shlishi l'tumah comes in contact with kachim, it makes it into a revi l'tumah. You know, I know that, kal v'chaymer. Because if there's shlishi betruma, then there has to be a revi b'kodesh. Now, first class doesn't make any sense. That's not a kal v'chaymer. Kal v'chaymer would be, if there's shlishi betruma, there has to be shlishi b'kodesh. But if there's shlishi betruma, that means there has to be a revi b'kodesh, da'i lovim v'nadin liyas kenadin. The teretz is, I don't really need a kal v'chaymer to know there's something called shlishi b'kodesh. That's a pasuk. Shlishi min ha-toira. Dechsev ha-basa ha-shi'iga b'chol tomei lo yoichal. Not Rashi, the Gemara. Mi lo yaskina, the Naga b'sheni. It's mefurish that there's something called shlishi b'kodesh. So what? If it's mefurish in the Torah that there's something called shlishi b'kodesh, that means I don't need the kal v'chaimer to teach me shlishi b'kodesh. You know what the problem, however, is? We have the kal v'chaimer. And we have to do something with the Kal V'chaymer. Now you're going to say, Mechtesi, who said you have to do something with the Kal V'chaymer? Again, I hear. We have to investigate that. But this is what the Gemara says. We have a Kal V'chaymer, and we need to do something with the Kal V'chaymer. The only thing we can use the Kal V'chaymer for is to teach me that there's something called Revi B'Kodesh. Ah, you're going to tell me, Dai Yilovim and Adin Lias Kenodin? Here's the punchline. There are shitas that hold that Hecha de Mifrich Kal V'chaymer, Lo Yamrin and Daya. And over here, if you're going to say Dai Yilovim and Adin Lias Kenodin, then there's going to be nothing to do with the Kal V'chaymer. Thus says, Bishloima, if we needed the Kal V'chaymer to teach me Shlishi B'Kodesh, Savadi, you wouldn't be able to use the Kal V'chaymer to teach me Revi B'Kodesh. Because I would say, Dai Yilovim and Adin Lias Kenodin. Aye, it's Mufrich Kal V'chaymer. No, it's not. I'm using the Kal V'chaymer to teach me Shlishi B'Kodesh. But this was Rabbi Yossi's Arichos. Hey, Shlishi Min HaTorah. So I know there's something called Shlishi B'Kodesh. So I don't need a Kal V'chaymer to teach me Shlishi B'Kodesh. So if that's the case, what am I doing with the Kal V'chaymer? I have to do something with the Kal V'chaymer. Must be, it's coming to teach me Revi B'Kodesh. The bottom line is Rabbi Yossi's shita is that there's something called Revi B'Kodesh. How does he know Revi B'Kodesh? Kal V'chaymer mei truma. If there's shlishi b'truma, there has to be Revi B'Kodesh. What kind of Kal V'chaymer is that? Love him and Adin Lias Kenodin. Yeah, but over here, if you're going to say Daya, there's going to be no Kal V'chaymer. Maybe I'll use the Kal V'chaymer to teach me shlishi b'Kodesh. I have a pasuk for that already. I don't need that. So the only thing I can use the Kal V'chaymer for is to teach me a Revi B'Kodesh. Really, based on the rules and regulations, it shouldn't be a good Kal V'chaymer because Daya love him and Adin Lias Kenodin. The terrorist. This is another rule and regulation that states, Hecha de Mifrich Kal V'chaymer. Everybody agrees with this. Baba Kama Daf Chafei. But either way, not everyone agrees with this. But there is such a shita that if it's Mifrich Kal V'chaymer, Lo Yamrin and Dayoy. And if that's the case, that is going to be the Makar. Okay, so what does that have to do with us? What does this have to do with anything? Zok the Gemara. Here's the punchline. Now, if Rabbi Yossi held like his Rabbi Akiva, who darshan yitma in the ratio of the Pasik, who holds that a sheni can be metama, even chulin as a shlishi, then you know what should come out? Nisni nami revi betruma v'chamishi b'kodesh. Meaning Rabbi Yossi said, truma's max is shlishi. Kachim's max is revi. That presupposes that chulin's max is sheni. Because the Gemara is arguing, if chulin could even be a shlishi, then truma has to get upgraded one, and Kodesh has to get upgraded one beyond that. And if that's the case, there would be something called the Revi B'Truma, and there would be something called the Chamishi B'Kodesh. And being that we have a Mefurish of Braisa, believe it or not, we didn't need the hard part of this Braisa. All we needed was the Reish of the Braisa. Minayin, how do we know the Revi B'Kodesh U'Pasal? Period, that's all we needed. That Truma could be a Shlishi, and Kodesh could even be a Revi. Muzayin, not like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, even Chulin could be a Shlishi. And if even Chulin could be a Shlishi, that means Truma could be a Revi, and it means Kodesh could be a Chamishi. Now you'll ask, who said Mechatesi? Maybe Chulin could be a Shlishi, and Truma could be a Shlishi, and Kodesh could be a Revi. Who said there has to be a Revi and a Chamishi? So for that, Ayin Rashi. We're going to take the easy route, and we're going to go Vaita. But either way, that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara is assuming that Truma has to be one more than Chulin, and Kodesh has to be one more than Truma. So if you see that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's Shlishi and Revi, must mean doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Because if he held like Rabbi Akiva, there would be a Shlishi b'Chulin, and if there was a Shlishi b'Chulin, it means there would be a Revi, and there would be a Chamishi. So again, let's just go back to where we started. Ravina told Rav Ashi that I heard in the name of Rava that Loi Rabbi Yossi Savak Rabbi Akiva. So Rav Ashi told Rav Kahana when he heard this that I have a Mrai, I have a Makar, the Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. I have a Makar, the Rabbi Yossi holds no such thing as a Shlishi B'Chulin. How do I know that? Because he holds Shlishi B'Truma Revi B'Kodesh. And if he held it with something called Shlishi B'Chulin, he would hold Revi B'Truma and Chamishi B'Kodesh. So this is what Rav Kahana told Rav Ashi. But he continued, this is Rav Kahana talking. Ella Rabbi Akiva, like Sava, like Rabbi Yossi, you know? How do you know Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? Maybe Rabbi Akiva does hold of Rabbi Yossi. So he told him, Omale, he told him, Blim the Shtamit, Tana, Velisni, Revi, Betruma, the Chamishi, Bekoidish. He said, because I never heard anywhere there should be a Tana in Shas that holds something called Revi, Betruma, and there's something called Chamishi, Bekoidish, the name of Rabbi Akiva, and say that it's Rabbi Akiva. So if there was such a Shita, then we would have said that. And from because of the fact we never found such a Shita, so vice versa, there's no such Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, there's no Rabbi Akiva that holds that you have to upgrade Truma one, and then Kodesh one, because if that was the case, you would end up with a Revi and a Chamishi, and we don't have a Revi and Chamishi. By the way, just to be clear, when the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold Rabbi Yossi, we don't mean the Rabbi Yossi,
Right? This comes clear in the Gemara. It's a little misleading in the beginning of the sugya. It sounds like Rabbi Yossi who darshan Yitman, the Sefer Apostle, doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva who darshan Yitman, the Reish of the Apostle. And Rabbi Akiva who darshan Yitman, the Reish of the Apostle, doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi who darshan Yitman, the Sefer Apostle. If that's the case, we'd be looking for Rabbi Akiva that doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi, that Thomas Mashkin could be Metama Eichel Medeiraisa. It's not what we mean. When Rava said, Loi Rabbi Yossi, Savak Rabbi Akiva, Loi Rabbi Akiva, Savak Rabbi Yossi, he was talking about the worlds of Shenis and Shlishis and Revis. It's Unzer Rabbi Akiva. It's an anderer Rabbi Yossi, but it still packs the same punch in terms of the Pshat and the Gemara, because it's the same person, Rabbi Yossi. It's different sheet as Rabbi Yossi. So at the end of the day, if you're going to cheshbon all the Rabbi Yossis, you're going to have a problem. Either way, this is the cheshbon of the Gemara. So the Gemara is just saying that Rabbi Akiva didn't hold like Rabbi Yossi as it relates to upgrading one for Truma and another one for Kodesh, because if that's the case, you would have to have some weird, there would be a Taisefta, a Braisa, a Safra, a Sefri, a Psikter, a Basi, a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, a Zoyer. There'd be something somewhere that would say something about a Ravi and a Chamishi. For Lai Matzinu, nobody ever found anything like this. So if that's the case, so it can't be. So the Gemara said, so he told them back, so Rav Kana wasn't happy with Ravashi's answer. So he told them, what, this is what we're going to be Simech on, because he couldn't find it. You know, the fact that he didn't find it is not a raya that it doesn't exist. So the Gemara says, Nafak Ravashi. Ravashi went out. Would he go out? But he went out to beat him, Rav Kana. Some say it was Rav Kana. The Gemara says, Dr. Ashkach. He found it. He found the Braisa somewhere. He found the Rabbi Akiva. And it's why, actually, in fact, it wasn't even a Braisa. It was a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Seder Mayid. One of the other intense sources of Tumah V'Tahira and Shas, and that's in the third parak of Masechtas Chagiga. Hadetran, there's a Mishnah. Klima Sarafes Masha B'Toicha L'Kodesh. That loch is, and if you have kachim in a keli, so you have a lot of kachim inside a keli, and something that's tame touched some of the kachim, everything that's in the keli is going to be tame. There's a special halacha called tziruf, that the keli is mitzaref, everything inside of it, so that we look at it as one unit, so that the halacha is that if something touches one part of it, the other part of it is going to be tummy as well. This is a halacha in kachim, avaloi v'truma, it's not such a halacha in truma. When it comes to truma, right, the context over there is chaymer b'kodesh mi v'truma. So one of the chumras that kachim has over truma is that you have this halacha of tziruf when it comes to kachim, you don't have it by truma. Okay, that's the first part of Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah is, for Ravi Bekoidish Pasol, that's Shlishi Betruma. There's something called Ravi Bekoidish, and there's something called Shlishi Betruma. This is another Chumra that Kachem has over Truma. The max you could be in Truma, Tuma wise, is a Shlishi. As it relates to Kaidish, you can even be a Ravi. Okay, so what? Rabbi Yochanan said that I was Makal from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, you know the Tana this mission is? It's Rabbi Akiva. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Asoilis, Vahakatiris, Vahalavoina, Vahagachalim. These were all things that were used in the base. If a tful yoim who has a din of a sheni latoma would touch some of it, so you have a klisharis and the silas inside of it, you have the ktoiris, you have the levina, you have gecholim, this is all kachim. So if a tful yoim would touch part of it, pasal es kulam. Okay, and so you see that who's the man da amad that holds of tziruf? It's Rabbi Akiva. That means the previous Mishnah Masechtas Chagiga is Rabbi Akiva. If the ratio of that Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, presumably the Sefer is also Rabbi Akiva. So the ratio that said Akvim and Sarvas and Ashav Tachel Kodesh Avalei L'Chuma, we just proved is Rabbi Akiva. If that's the case, the next part of the Mishnah, Varavi B'Kodesh Pasav Ashlishi B'Chuma, is probably also Rabbi Akiva. And what do you see from there? Ravi in Chamishi Loi. Kodesh can be a Ravi, it can't be a Chamishi. And Shlishi in Ravi Loi. Chuma could be a Shlishi, but it can't be a Ravi. Also, you see clearly Rabbi Akiva holds such thing as a Ravi in Chamishi. So Rashi, and some say it was Rav Kahana, came back. And he said, I found it. It's not just, we never heard of Rabbi Akiva that holds of Rabbi Chamishi. That's why I know it doesn't hold of Rabbi Yossi. That you upgrade Truma one over Chulin, and then you upgrade Kachem one over Truma. I have a Mefurish from Rabbi Akiva. We're a Mishnah Chagiga. It doesn't say anything about Rabbi Akiva over there. Yeah, but the Mishnah says two halachas. One of them I know is Rabbi Akiva. And if that one is Rabbi Akiva, the other one must be Rabbi Akiva as well. So the Gemara is going to digress now for a second. What was the first halacha of that Mishnah that we proved was Rabbi Akiva? Hakli mitzaref es masha b'toichel l'kodesh. Avaloi le'etruma, Zakta Gemara, Alma Kasavar, you see from here, Tziruf the Rabbana, that the halacha of Tziruf is only a din the Rabbana. Where do you see that? So Rashi explains, because the kachim that Rabbi Akiva was talking about, the kachim that Rabbi Akiva said, Hasoilis v'akhtoiris v'alavayna v'agachalim, where the halacha is if a tful yom touches miktsas and pasalas kulam, these are all things that could only be tamei. Midirabana. The reason is because these are not oichlin. And because they're not oichlin, something that's not an oichl really doesn't have the ability to become tameh. Right? Not everything could become tameh. It has to be a keli, and even then a finished keli. hence Mesechtes Kalim. It has to be an Oichel, and even then a finished Oichel, hence Mesechtes Machshirin. Right, it has to be like a finished product. But what are these things? These aren't Levoina. What's Levoina? Ketairis? It's Meichel Mizbeach, maybe. But it's not Meichel Adam. And as a result, really, it shouldn't be Tomei. The Teretz says, we're probably handling Tomei the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, isn't it interesting? Rabbi Akiva said his halach of Tziruf by a Tomei the Rabbanon. You know why he probably said it by Tumah Rabbanon? L'hoidi yacho. That Tziruf's a din Rabbanon. It's not a din d'iraisa. Avad is true by Tumah d'iraisa as well. Kavu Chaymer. If it's true by Tumah d'Rabbanon, of course it'd be true by Tumah d'iraisa. But the point is, at the end of the day, what you're going to get is Tumah d'Rabbanon. Because Tziruf only works with Rabbanon, doesn't work with d'iraisa. If that's the case, so pliga d'Rav Chanin. It's not like Rav Chanin. Om Rav Chanin. Rav Chanin said, Tziruf d'iraisa shenemar. And this is another Chanukah reference. Kaf achas asora zov meleya ketores, and we learn from here hakosiv also kol masha bekaf achas. It was kaf achas. What was inside the kaf meleya ketores, and everything that was inside the kaf was viewed as achas with regards to which halach is tuma v'taira. This is the halach of tziruf. It's learned from a pasuk. Then this is not a din de rabbanon. This must be a din de raisa exhale part. Part two of the daf is very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan to part one of the daf. Again, we're still in the sugya of Rab Chanina Sgan HaKayanim for another daf and a half. Zok digimarot an hasam. We learned in a Mishnah over there. So where's there? Idias Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel. So Mesechtes Idias is a bunch of eduyos, that's what it was, different testimonials or different halachos, the different tanoim said over that they remember from, you know, pre-war, from what took place before the Churban. The author of this halacha that we're about to mention, perhaps not coincidentally, is Rab Chanina Sgan HaKayanim. So either way, Rab Chanina Sgan HaKayanim, who taught us that you're allowed to burn basa that's a shlishi l'toma, together with basa that's a rishon l'toma, afal pisha moisav toma al toma asay, he taught us another halacha. He said the following, amachat shenim tzas bebasar, if the kayin was shechting a behema that was caught him in the Beis HaMikdash, and he found a machat. He found a needle, so the animal wants to swallow this needle. There was a needle inside. So the halacha is like this. Shasakim v'yadayim tahiris. The knife that was used, the chalif, to cut the meat, that's going to be tahar. The kohen's hands are going to be tahar. The habasar tameh. However, the basar itself is going to be tameh. Now, the truth is, no one said anything about tumah here. We're talking about a machat. Who said anything about tumah? It doesn't say a macha that was tummy. So the Gemara is going to ask the kashan on the base. But for now, let's just accept that the Gemara is going to come up with an answer. And that is, this macha obviously was tummy. And somehow we know that. The point is we have a macha that is tummy, or at the very least we suspect is tummy. We found it inside the animal. And the basar obviously is touching the macha. The sakin might have touched the macha. It's not clear, as we'll see in the Gemara. The kohen's hands might have also touched it. We don't know for sure. So here's the halacha. The sakin and the yadayim are going to be tar at the end of the day. The basar is going to be tar. Nimtza b'feresh. What would be if you found it in the excrement of the animal? So then the halacha is hakol tar. Everything's going to be tar. The sakin, the yadayim, and even the feresh and the basar. Everything's going to be tar. Zok digimar. Am Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva heard this. He said the following. Zokhinu. From here, we could take out something very important. And the lashon zokhinu is a schus. Rashi's lashon. Anamid beis. Schus v'toiva v'reva. This is a lot of synonyms. This is such a gewaltige halacha. Because this halacha, what it did was it accomplished so much in terms of us losing kachim. Really? Why? Like, what's the big deal? It doesn't sound like such a common thing. You shechted an animal, you found a needle inside. Don't worry about the second. Don't worry. So Rabbi Akiva got so excited. Zochinu, literally, schus v'toiva v'revach v'takon. What's the pshat? That's the next word. K'she'in tumas yadayim v'mikdash. You know what Rabbi Akiva said? You know what I see from here? Chazal made a very big deal about tumas yadayim. Hands are always tummy. Till today, literally, zecher ben benoy shel zecher. We wash our hands, twice each hand, before we eat bread. Why? Because once upon a time, there was something called tumas yadayim. And the truth is, the whole concept of tumas yadayim is paradoxical. It's really an oxymoron. Because if your body is tummy, your whole body is tummy. So what does that mean? Tumas yadayim. My hands are tummy. Either you're tummy or you're tar. You can't have part of you tummy and part of you tar. There's no such mitzias in the whole world. We just said zero for every kaf achas, right? So how is it possible that only your hands are... The Teretz is, this is an institution that was created by the Rabbanim. Me'ezetam. And this is sugis in the first parak of Masach the Shabbos. This is the Yud Chesmar. But either way, the Tumas yadayim was a very big deal. So Rabbi Akiva said like this. If the Chachamim would have imposed Tumas yadayim in the Beis HaMikdash, the hands would have been tummy. You can take that to the bank. Why? Trust me, they would have been tummy because Tumas Yedayim is so chomer that Chazal would have been worried. Maybe the hands touched the basso, which touched the machat. From the fact that Rabbi Chanina Sganakianim said, "Hey, this, I'm telling you, the Yedayim with the Hiris." You know what that means? Not just in this case, the Yedayim at the Hiris. Zokhinu she'ein Tumas Yedayim b'mikshut. Period. That was the punchline. And he said, "If that, oh, there's no Tumas Yedayim in the Beis Hamikdash, that's going to have ripple effects in everyday life in the Beis Hamikdash. It's a very, very big deal." So the Gemara said, "V'neim she'ein Tumas Yedayim b'keilah b'mikdash." Rabbi Chanina Sganakianim said two things. He said the Yedayim are not tame, and he said the Sakin is also not tame. L'chura, there's something called Tumas Kalim. So why did Rabbi Akiva make the same remark that I see from B'chinas Gan Kenyanim, that there's no Tumas Yedayim in the Beis HaMikdash and there's no Tumas Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash? So what is Tumas Kalim? And this Takonos Chazal. And how exactly would the Kalim be Tame? So what's being Metame the Kalim? Let's just think about it for a second. It's either the Machat, which we're taking for granted right now is Tame, or it's the Basar that became Tame because it was in contact with the Machat. Could a Machat be Metame Kalim? Keli can't be metama keli, an oichel can't be metama an oichel, a mashke can't be metama a mashke. So that's dead on arrival. Could basar be metama a keli? How's basar metama a keli? No such thing. Basar can't be metama keli. So the truth is, what does this mean? So the teretz is one of the yudches dvarim was, and we haven't mentioned this yet, six staff and interrupt chinas ganakanyan, that there's something that in the chiddush of tumas mashkin, which we've talked a lot about, there's a halacha that mashkin that becomes tame has the ability to be metama and oichel. So, keli. Okay. So in all the chidushim of Tumas Mashkin, if a sheni touches Mashkin, it becomes a rishon. Not just that, it even has the ability to be metama or keli. So it's a very, very big chidush, but it was included in Tumas, Tumas Kalim. So the Gemara asks Akasha, there Rabbi Akiva, you remarked from the Eidus Rav Chinas Ganakianim, Zochinu, she'ain Tumas Yedayim b'mikdash. Shouldn't you have equally remarked, Zochinu, she'ain Tumas Yedayim v'keilim b'mikdash? Now, if you're saying, she'ain Tumas Yedayim v'keilim, if that's the Gemara's Kasha, so the Gemara is presupposing, again, there's no way to read the Gemara without speaking this out right now, that but must have been some mashke involved over here. So there's some mashke on the machat, or there's some mashke on the basar, and as a result, once you have mashke, it becomes a rishon l'tumah. And not only that, Mashke even has the ability to be Metame Kalim. Who said there was Mashke? Maybe there was no Mashke. The Gemara is going to answer that. But for now, we're going to go through the Shak Levitai. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Vitei Misom Sir Rebeis, Rav Chanina said this. Yodayim Koidim Gzeres. Yodayim Koidim Gzeres Kalim Nishnu. The Takon of Yodayim and the Takon of Kalim didn't happen at the same time. So there was a Takon of Yodayim, that Yodayim Atame, and then there was a Takona that said that Kalim that comes in contact with a Mashke is also going to be Tame. So the reason Rabbi Akiva didn't remark as it relates to the Tumah of Kalim and prove that Ein Tumas Kalim B'Mikdash, because maybe Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kehanim's Eidos happened before the Takana of Tumas Kalim. So if it happened before the Takana of Tumas Kalim, that's partially why there was no Tumas Kalim. Not because Ein Tumas Kalim B'Mikdash, because there was no Tumas Kalim. Tumas Yedayim Rabbi Akiva knew was a very, very early Takana. And as a result, he made the comment, what happened to Tumas Yedayim? But as it relates to Tumas Kalim, could be it was before Tumas Kalim. Amar Rava, so Rava said, it doesn't, in Cheshbon it can work, the math checks out, but the problem is we know historically that's not true. Because in fact, both things happened at the same day. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Hasefer v'hayodayim, the fact that Kisvei Kodesh is metama, the fact that hands are tome, v'atful yom, the fact that atful yom has the din of a sheni l'tumo, v'ha'oichlin, certain foods, v'akelim shenitma v'mashkin, that came in contact with mashkin. All these things, the halacha is, had the ability to be tome, and they were all instituted, all these tumas at the same day. Which day was this? This was the fateful day, the day of the Yud that the Gemara talks about in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel. This Mishnah is, by the way, a Mishnah Masechta Zovim. In Shabbos, it's not a Mishnah. In Zovim, it's a Mishnah. It's a Sugya Masechta Shabbos. But either way, so what do you see from here? That Tumas Yedayim and Kalim Shenitbu Mamashkin both happen on the same day. So that can't be the Teretz. Oh, my Rava. So Rava said, Hanach L'Tumas Sakin. Don't ask a question on Tumas Sakin. Tafilu B'chulin Nami Loi Metama. Why? Because it can't be Metavi in my Chulin. Why? Because Hai Sakin Denaga B'mai. Because how do you want the Sakin to be Tomei? Ilei Me Denaga B'basar. If it's all about where it touched basar, ain't oichel metame keli. Like we just said, vel tenaka b'machat. Maybe it touched the machat, ain't keli metame keli. The only way the keli would be tame is if it touched mashkin. Okay, so hacha b'mayaskina, where there was no mashkin. mashkin. If there was no mashkin, then the whole question is a moot point. And as a result, Rabbi Akiva couldn't prove anything as it relates to whether or not there was Tumas Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, whether that one of the Yud Ches Dvar was instituted. He didn't know. He had no information. Mechatesi, there was a mashkin involved. Maybe that's why Rabbi Chinas said there was no problem with the Sakin. But Yodayim is Yodayim. And if that's the case, how come the Yodayim weren't Tommy? Why were they so lenient with the Yodayim if they're always so machmer when it comes to Yodayim? Zachinu, said Rabbi Akiva, Schus, V'toiva, V'revach, V'takono, must be, all of these adjectives is what we must be able to prove and take out, must have been as it relates to Yodayim in the Beis HaMikdash. What did this machat do wrong? I mean, you shechted an animal and you found a machat. Yosef Mike Shabbos, right? But it was a machat. So if that's the case, like, what's the big deal? He named a Sofik machat. Maybe it was a Sofik. I don't know. Maybe there was a concern. We don't know anything about it. I mean, no one knows the history of this machat. We have no way of tracing it. And as a result, we have to think the worst. That maybe this machat was tamei. But the Gemara says, we have precedent for this. We know how to go about this in halach. Halach is that the roik, the saliva of certain tmeim, like a Zav and a Zava and a Nida and a Metzaira, they have the ability to be Metam. So what happens if someone's walking on the street and somebody spit on the floor? He sees Roik. So does he have to be concerned that maybe it came from a Zav and now all of a sudden he's going to be Tameh? So the Gemara says that Loi Gazru al Safik HaRukin Shep Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, the assumption was that there weren't a lot of Tameim there. And as a result, if you saw Roik on the floor, you don't know where it's from, you don't have to worry. Chadam, the other one said, L'gazwa safik ha-kelim shav Yerushalayim. That you don't have to worry about safik kelim shav Yerushalayim. If you see a kelim, you don't know anything about it. Outside Yerushalayim, Canary, you do have to worry. But in Yerushalayim, you don't have to worry. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? We're not learning the sugi of Roik. We're learning the sugi, that's a Masechtas Nida. We're learning the sugi of kelim. But what do you see from here? That if you have a kelim, you don't know where it's from. It's in Yerushalayim, Irakoidish. You'd think the best. You don't think the worst. And if that's the case, so why would we assume this machat because we don't know anything about it? For sure, it's Tomei Amr, Rabbi Yehuda, my Rav. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Kinsha Abdullah Machat, Tomei Meis. It's talking about this Kayan was looking everywhere for this machat. He knew this machat, and he knew that this machat came in contact with a Meis, or someone that was Tomei Tomas Meis. And as a result, he was very worried about this machat. In fact, he was so worried about this machat because this machat was Tomei, it's made out of metal. This is a very dangerous in the spiritual world. This machat is very, this is like a sword. This is very, very dangerous. That's why he was looking for it. And all of a sudden, he found this machat. But the point is, it's not just punked. I don't know what it is. You found somebody spit on the side of the road. No, this is a real issue because he has a little history on this. And he found it. So that's why there's a problem. That's the shiloh. What's with the basso? What's with the sakin? What's with the yadayim? Rabbi Yitzhak Reb Abin Amar, he's a kenchal. He's a parah chasuma. It's talking about where the parah had a mazel. Bami chutzli Yerushalayim. Hachab at Mayaskinon. Where maybe someone was overly sachsim shar bedisha, I'm not sure. But he took his parah from the Galil, he walked it all the way through Yerushalayim, he didn't feed him, he didn't fill him up on gas, nothing. Nebuch, this parah comes in. You know for sure that anything that was inside of it, it didn't come from the side of the road in Yerushalayim. This obviously came from somewhere outside of Yerushalayim. And as a result, there was a concern. That's why we were, again, this is a kasha famaisa. But the Gemara just gave two terus. Either the issue was it was a question of Tumas Meis, or the issue over here was it was a parah chasumas. It came from outside Yerushalayim. We taku don't know anything about the machat. And as a result, you have to be concerned. A little more Gemara. Gufa, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yisrael Bechanina. So we just mentioned Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yisrael Bechanina's halacha to explain Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kayhanim's other halacha. So the Gemara is going to digress a little bit. Chadama one said the Gazwa Safik Rukin Shab Yerushalayim. The Chadama the other one said the Gazwa Safik Kelim Shab Yerushalayim. Faith in Gemara, Rukin Tanina, Kelim Tanina. Both of these halachas that sound like news to us are really mefurish mishnayos. And as a result, why do Rabbi Laz have to tell us something that's a Mishnah? Why would Rabbi Yitzchak Reb Chanina have to tell us something that's a Mishnah? What are these mishnayos? Rukim Tanina the Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah. Where is this? Masechet Shkolim. Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, coming up. Kol harukin hanimtzon biYerushalayim Torah. If somebody finds roik on the side of the road in Yerushalayim, it's tough. Chutz mishal shuka elyon. There was one area, the shuka elyon, that was a shuk that they used to make tumma friendly. So if somebody was tumme and he was sensitive to tumma, so he had a special shuk that he was able to do his shopping in. That was the shuk elyon. So if you find roik over there, then you have to be suspicious. But ordinarily, unless you're in the shuk elyon, you could always assume that it's going to be tumme. So it's a mefurish mishnah, right? Kolak rokim shen in some Yerushalayim Torah. So Gemara says, let's talk about where Zav went down a certain street. You know for a fact he walked down the street. So over here, there's already a reya. So you know there was a Zav over there. So based on the fact that you know there was a Zav over there, so now you're concerned. Kamash Malan, that even then you don't have to be worried. That was the chiddush that one of these Amoraim said over the Mishnah. The Mishnah, you just saw the basic halacha. Kala roikten shebi Yerushalayim Torah. The chiddush over here is, even when there's mokim, maybe to be suspicious, there's a ray, so you know a Zov literally walked down this block 10 minutes ago. And now you see Reich over there, even then it's not a problem. Kalim, the Gemara is also telling you, the fact that Kalim Yerushalayim is okay is something we also know from a Mishnah. And this Mishnah is also in Mesachta Shkolim. The first Mishnah was Perikhes Mishnah Aleph. This one is Perikhes Mishnah Beis. What does it say? They're called Kalim and some Yerushalayim. Derech Yerida Beis HaTfilah. If somebody finds a Kali on the way down to the Beis HaTfilah, so this was a mikvah, but there was one path that was leading down to the mikvah, and there was another path that was leading up from the mikvah. So if you find a Kali on the path leading down to the mikvah, Tamei, you assume it's Tamei, because someone going down who was Tamei must have dropped it. So it must be Tamei. Hoda Alma, says the Gemara, Tahirim. So what do you see from there? Anywhere else would be Tar. Oh, on the way down to the mikvah in Yerushalayim, that's when you had, this is Yerushalayim, right? Only there it's going to be Tamei. Everywhere else it's going to be Tar. So you see Kalim, Stam in Yerushalayim, we assume it's Tar. Faith the Gemara, Lit Tamei, Seifa. That Mishnah continues. And says Derech Aliyah Tahirin. If you saw it on the way up, it's going to be tar. So should you make the same diyik? Hada Alma Tmeim. So how do you even understand the Mishnah? Ella Gemara says that's you have to understand the Mishnah. One of them is Dafka, right? Ella Reisha Dafka. The Reisha is Dafka. Ordinarily, it's tar. If you find it on the way down to the mikvah, that's where it's going to be tamei. The seifa lav Dafka. The seifa is lav Dafka. But the point is ulafuke gizyasa. The point is that's why we needed an amayra to tell me the halacha. You know what the amayra was telling me? Not the halacha as much as how to learn the Mishnah. At the end of the day, what's the Mishnah saying? Is the resha of the Mishnah dafka? Is the save of the Mishnah dafka? What the Gemara is saying is the resha is dafka. And that is gizyasa, which means if it's like literally in the little path on the way down to the mikvah, if you find it over there, the keli, that's where it's going to be tamei. But everywhere else, it's going to be tar. So Rav understood that what was the story with the machat that was found inside the para? What was the situation with it? Yeah, we'll stop here. Excellent. So, just to end today's daf with two ha'aris, which is a little bit of a continuation of the previous daf. So, in the raid bite on daf Yud Zayin, we talked a little bit about when historically did Jews stop observing the laws of Tumah v'Tahira. So, Tyrus is one of the Shishi Sidra Mishnah. It was once upon a time a very, very big deal. It was an inconvenience for some, but it was something that underpinned daily life. In fact, people were often stigmatized and stereotyped based on whether or not they observed the laws of Tyrus, Mahadrim and Amahadrim, or they only observed the laws of Tyrus in terms of the bare minimum. A Chaver was someone that was Oichel, even Tchulim B'Tahira. An Amaretz, in the context of Trumas and Maishas, is someone that is not Oichel Chulim B'Tahira. But the point is that once upon a time, Tumah V'Tahira was a very big deal. The question is, when did it stop? What was the cutoff line? What was the line in the sand where all of a sudden, up until this date, the Yidden observed the laws of Tumah V'Tahira, and it literally governed every single minute of their lives, until all of a sudden, one day, there's no trace of it. We don't even understand it. We don't learn it. So when exactly did this happen? So I don't know, but we surmised that maybe it had something to do with when the Yidden lost the Efer of the Parah Adum. Because the truth is that it's very hard to go through life without coming in contact with a mace. And the reason is because a mace is metame b'maga, it's metame b'masa, and it's also metame b'oil. So if somebody would walk by a Besak forest, literally on the side of the road, and there's a tree that overhangs from the Besak forest, and there's a matzeva underneath it, and you walk underneath it, there's already shailas and tshuvas that were written, it could be your tame, right? If somebody flies over a Besak forest, there's a tshuva from the Kashuk Lava Goyim, it could be you're already going to be tame, right? It's so easy for a person to come in contact with a mace. And if someone comes in contact with a mace, he's Tamei, unless he gets Tahira through the Parah Adumah. And to get Tahira from the Parah Adumah was a very big deal. Number one, you need a Parah Adumah. Number two, that you need Kayhanim. There's a Seder Avodah. By the way, which Kayhan did the Avodah of the Parah Adumah? So who did it in Parashas Chukas? Parashas Chukas is addressed to Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. And Rashi says, why Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen? Why didn't Aharon HaKohen do it? Why is it Elazar? Rashi says, Mitzvasa b'skan. So this is actually very much Me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. We're learning the sugya of Rav Chanina, Skan HaKohen. So Rashi says in Yuma, Daf Lamatas Amad Aleph, that the Skan Kohen didn't do anything, right? He did something. He did the avoid of the par. But here's the question. Is the avoid of the par Aduma an avoidah? Or is it not Avoida? The truth is the Parah Adumah was kachi by the Gabayas. It wasn't even kachi Mizbeach. But the Gemara says, Chattas Kari Rachmanos. So this is Lundas and Raid. Metz Hashem will talk about it in Mesach Tishkalim and when we go through the sugyas of Parah. But the point is that the Tara Aduma was the only way for a person to get Tyra from Tumas Meis. So if there was Efer from the Parah Aduma, you can get Tyra from Tumas Meis. But if you don't have Efer from the Parah Aduma, then it's impossible to get Tyra from Tumas Meis. And if you can't get Tyra from Tumas Meis, and we're going to make an assumption that everybody is inevitably at some point going to be Tomei Tumas Meis, so if that's the case, so then we're just wasting our time. So someone comes in contact with a Sheretz. So, yeah, you could be Metaira from Tumas Sheretz. It's not a big deal. You just go to the mikveh. Harif Jamish, promise you're a Tyvel the Sheretz Piyadai, or you're a Tyvel the Meis Piyadai. Because at the end of the day, you're still Tomei Tumas Meis. So the point is that being that we're all Tomei anyway, so yeah, theoretically, we can observe the laws of Tyrus, but at the same time, we're anyways Tomei. So what are we doing? So it would seem that as long as the Yidden had Efer from the Parah Aduma, they would have been motivated and halachically perhaps obligated to observe the laws of Tumah V'Taira. But at the same time, once they didn't have the Efer of the Parah Aduma anymore, at that point it would seem to be non-applicable. So when did the Yidden lose the Efer of the Parah Aduma? So we mentioned on Daf Yud Zayin that the Mishnah Melech in Perek Gimel in Hilchas Avel brings a raya from a Gemara Masechtas Nida Davama Mebeis, where the Gemara said that Ula said Chavraya, the Chaverin in the Galil, in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, they used to observe their wine and their oil B'tahira. This is also in Yonah D'Yayma. They literally made sure that the Shemen was Tahar, why? Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And like this, they would have Shemen. There would be a Pach Shemen. This is what they did. So they were always ready. They were always on the guard. So Freik, the Mishlo Melech, he says, I understand. How were they keeping the Yayin and the Shemen B'tahira? At the end of the day, they were Tomei Tumas Meis, and they didn't have the Efer of the Parah Aduma. So the Mishlo Melech says an unbelievable Chiddush. He says that you have to say, I believe that they must have had Efer of the Parah Aduma. And he says, that's why you find Rabbanah in Cheskes Abad and Dafnun Chesamid Aleph. And it brings a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pehe with Reish Lakish, and it brings another Gemara in Ma'ikot and Daf Hei, where there were different Amayram that used to go and try to find where different people were buried, so Kehanim should know that they shouldn't be able to walk in these places. He says, I don't understand. They were Tomei Tumas Meis anyways. Isn't there a Raivid that says, if you're Tomei Tumas Meis, it's not a problem? Mishnah Melech says, no, I don't think they were Tomei Tumas Meis. I think in this man of the Amayram, in the time of the Gemara, they had Efer of the Parah Aduma. If they had Efer of the Parah Aduma, so L'chayri, they weren't Tomei Tumas Meis. So if that's the case, they used to keep things but Tahira. And if that's the case, L'ashon Nageh, L'nyanenu, they probably observed the laws of Tyrus. And we mentioned that it's not just the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech himself brings a Russian parakal abasim, and a Russian Tahiris, and we spoke out from the Charedim, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his famous tshuva about bringing Karbonos Bisman Hazeh. This tshuva from Rabbi Yaakov Emden was a very big deal in the whole controversy with Rabbi Tzvi Yerush Kalisher at bringing the Karbon Pesach Bisman Hazeh. And that tshuva, Rabbi Yaakov Emden spoke about bringing Karbonos Bisman Hazeh. So he addressed the whole concept of Tumah, and then he says, you find that they were bringing Karbonos after the Chumrah. He says, yeah, but there they were Tahar. Because he says, it's Yodua that they had the Efer of the Parah Aduma into the times of the Amayrad. So it was somewhere at either the end of this man of Damayram, or maybe it coincided with the end of this man of Damayram. But the point is, in times of the Gemara, they still kept it. It would seem that after the times of the Gemara, there was a tremendous Yerida, and we didn't have the Efer of the Parah Aduma anymore. And it's for that reason they stopped, or Klal Yisrael, Yidden stopped keeping the laws of Tumah V'Taira. We mentioned very briefly at the end of the Daf that Damayram that had the Efer of the Parah Aduma, did they use it only in Eretz Yisrael or even in Chutz La'aretz? I mean, even in Bavel, even in Chutz La'aretz, they were able to use the Efer of the Parah Aduma? Or was this something that they were only able to use in Eretz Yisrael? So I saw that Rav David Yoel Weiss, in his long shtickel that we mentioned in the previous daf, and this is in Megadim Chadashim HaMasechtes Chagiga Daf Chof Hei, so he talks very much about this inyan, and he discusses this particular point. Did they have the Efer of the Parah Aduma in Chutz La'aretz or not? He brings a few Makaris. One of the Makaris he brings is from Chaim Vital, who said that the Gemara says in Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Samechei on the days that there were different Amayroim that had the ability to create creatures with the Sefer Yetzirah. Rava Bara Gavra, the Gemara says. Rabbi Chanin of Rabbi Shaya have a Mavru Egla Tulsa. Now, where did Rava live? Rava lived in Bavel. He didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Chaim Vital said that it was Pashit, that the only way someone would be able to create something with the Sefer Yetzirah is if he was Tahar. Because if a person's Tameh, it would get in the way. And he said, if that's the case, he must have access to the Efer of the Parah Aduma. So W.O.Y. said that if Rabbi Chaim Vital said that Rava Bar Gavra had to have been with the Efer of the Parah Aduma, and Rava lived in Bavel, so it would seem that even in Bavel, they had access to the Efer of the Parah Aduma. Now what's the kasha? Eretz Amin is Tameh, right? So if Eretz Amin is Tameh, so you have a problem. So he brings different Mar Makaymas to address that question. But the point is, just one interesting Makar for Rabbi Chaim Vital, he said that Rava Bar Gavra. So I was thinking, if that's the case, you know, allegedly, I mean, we know that, you know, the Maharal Prague made a goylem. So the goylem he brag. I mean, there's a Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, where the Chacham Tzvi talks about his Zayde Rebbe Leo, who was the Av Bezdin of Chelem, like my grandfather was from Chelem, and he said, he wants to know if somebody, he said he made a goylem, and his question was, if somebody makes a goylem, is the goylem mitzdarif to a minion, or is it not mitzdarif to a minion? So does that mean, based on Reb Chaim Vital's Cheshbin, that the Maral Miprag had access to the Efer of the Parah Aduma, the Rebbe Leo, of Bezdin of Chelem, who was the Chacham Tzvi Zayde, Rabbi Yaakov Emden Zayde, and the Beis Yitzchak Zayde, right? All the Einoklach from the Chacham Tzvi Zayde as well. So that's the question. So are we supposed to say that they also had access? You say, how do you have access to the Efer of the Parah Aduma? I don't know. The Chidah said that he knows Poshetim that the Arizal had access to the Efer of the Parah Aduma. So maybe based on this Chesman, just a little bit of math, maybe there were others as well, but we digress. But just one Ha'ar. One har, and that is, there's a well-known Gemara that we've spoken about a lot in the Daf, in Mesechtes Bava Mitzvah Daf Kuf Yudalet. The Gemara says that the Amora Rabba Bar Avua was once in the Beis HaKfaris, and he met Eliyahu HaNavi. Met Eliyahu HaNavi in the Beis HaKfaris. So he sees Eliyahu HaNavi, and he jumped. He was very taken aback. He says, Eliyahu, he said, what are you doing here? Lav Koyin Humar? Aren't you a Koyin? You're Pinchas. If you're a Koyin, you're not going to be in the Beis HaKfaris. My time me Koyin Mar be Beis HaKfaris. I'm a lay. So he told him, Le Masni Mar Tyrus. So Yo Navi told Rabbi Arfu, didn't you learn Tyrus? The Tanya, it's a Mefurish of Rice. That the Kvarim of Oivde Kechavim are not Mitamo. Shenemar, Va'etin, Tsoin, Tsoin, Marisei Adam. And we learn from the Atam Kriyam Adam. Vein Oivde Kechavim, Kriyam Adam. I'm a lay. So Rabbi Arfu told Yo Navi, you want to know if I learned Tyrus? I'll tell you. I can barely learn the four Siddurim. Bashisa Matzina, you expect me to learn six Siddurim? I didn't learn Tyrus. And because I didn't learn Tyrus, that's why I don't know the Salach. Zok to Gemara. Which four Siddurim did Rabbi Bar Avua learn? And which two Siddurim did Rabbi Bar Avua not learn? Zok Rashi. Darbos Siddurim. Could go Moyed, Yeshuois, which is Nezikin, and Noshin. She Noyagis Bizman Azeki Bizman Abayis. Those they learned. Rabbi Avu said he learned Seyda Moed, of course, Halach Lamaisa. Noshim Nezikin, Islamdis, but it's also Halach Lamaisa. So he said, of course, he learned Moed, he learned Noshim, and he learned Nezikin. What was the fourth one? For Kachim Nami, so he learned Kachim as well. Why? Being that if someone learns the halachas of kachim, it's as if you brought a carbon, so they wanted to be able to bring carbonis even after the zman of the korban. So Rabbi Bar Avua said, we used to learn kachim as well. Aber b'shisa matzina, bitmia? The other two we didn't learn. What are the other two? Zoktel garashi, zroim. We didn't learn. Why? Because Einoi Noyig B'chutz La'aretz. Because Ram is not Noyig B'chutz La'aretz. V'chein Tahiris. And the same is true for Tyrus. Yeah, Tyrus also. Tyrus is not Noyig B'chutz La'aretz. Or Tyrus is not Noyig. So if it's not Noyig, so we didn't learn it. So actually the first time, my Muschur Rishon was, it sounds like there was no Tyrus in this man of Rabbi Bar Avua. Now when did Rabbi Bar Avua live? Rabbi Bar Avua was an early Amora. He was Rav Nachman's Rebbe. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm a Rabbi Bar Avua. Look out for it, you'll find it. Rabbi Avua was Rav Nachman's Rebbe. That means he was one of the earlier Amayirah. So this isn't the Zman of the earlier Amayirahim, and yet Rabbi Bar Avua said that we didn't learn Tyrus. Why we didn't learn Tyrus? Because Rayim Eni Noyek Bechutz La'aretz V'chein Tyrus. But the truth is, Namuchach, that there was no Tyrus in this man of Rabbi Bar Avua, because the Kubi, there was only no Tyrus in this man of Rabbi Bar Avua in Chutz La'aretz. Right, what's Rashi's Lashon? Zroim Eni Noyek Bechutz La'aretz V'chein Tyrus. What does it mean, V'chein Tyrus? V'chein Tyrus is not Noyeg at all? Or V'chein Tyrus is also not Noyeg in Chutz La'aretz? Pashat, I would have thought maybe V'chein Tyrus means it's not Noyeg. But now we know the Mishnah Melech and Perikim Melchus Ovel and the Russian Perikol Abasar and the Charedim and his Akdama to Mitzlat Luis Ba'aretz, Rabbi Yaakov and the Sheilz Ivitz and Simon Peites and the Rash. We have all the Maramakoimus. So we know that it was Noyeg Tyrus. People used to be, they used to keep Tyrus. So it's not true that it wasn't Noyeg. So why wouldn't they have learned it? So they kept it. They had David the Parah Aduma, Mechatei Sinat. So what would be the reason that they shouldn't have? But I think V'chein Tyrus just means on Chutz La'aretz. That Zram ain't a Noyeg B'chutz La'aretz, V'chein Tyrus in Chutz La'aretz. But that's only good if you take on that one side that there's no Tyrus in Chutz La'aretz, because maybe in Chutz La'aretz there was Tumas Aretz Amin anyways. Maybe they couldn't use Dei for the Parah Aduma in Chutz La'aretz. But I think Rashi at the very least is a shtickle, a ha'ara, and a little bit of a makar that in this man of Damayron where they clearly had the Efer of the Parah Aduma, maybe that was only in Eretz Yisrael. But as it relates to Chutz La'aretz, not, that's why they didn't learn those halachas, they didn't learn Zram, and they also didn't learn the halachas of Tyrus. Why? Because it wasn't Noyig at the very least in Chutz La'aretz. But just one more ha'ara, as it relates to this Rashi, and just a little bit of a hakdama. So Rashi quoted the Gemara in the end of Mesechtes Menachos, the very, very last Amid Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud Amid Aleph. The Gemara that brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, U'b'chol makoim mukter Mugosh Lashmi. It's a pasuk in Sefer Malachi. So Malachi said, "Bechol makim everywhere. Mukdash Mugosh. You can bring karbonis. You can bring karbonis everywhere." No, you can't. You only bring karbonis in Dazara. And even then, only when there's a Beis HaMikdash today, you can't bring karbonis. So the Gemara Darshan is, Eil Tamid HaChamim Ha'iskim V'Hilchas Avoido. And the Gemara over there goes on and says, Kol Oisik B'Tayrus HaChatas Kilo Hikrev Chatas. V'Kol Oisik B'Tayrus HaOilo Kilo Hikrev Oilo. And that's the halacha. The halacha is that if somebody learned Kachim, it's Kilo. And that's what Rashi is saying. That's where they learned Kachim, even though it really wasn't Noyeg at that time. Because they wanted to have the Oiftu of being able to learn the halachas of Kachim. Incidentally, the Chafetz Chaim famously tried pushing people to learn Kachim, and he used to quote this Rashi, that you see, they learned Kachim. It was considered not a Hilchas Olam Hashicha. It was considered halachis that were negayev as man hazeh. You know why? Because when you learn Kachim, it's as if you're bringing karbonis. So if you can learn, if you could bring a carbon, who wouldn't bring a carbon? You're right, to bring the carbon in the Makam HaMikdash, that's not something that's noyeg bizman hazeh. But the Ke'ilu Hikrav carbon, that's something you can do. And you see, they used to learn it. They treated it like halacha l'maisa. This is what Chafetz Chaim used to quote. He quoted this Rashi. But the bottom line is, there's halacha in Kalaisa b'teres chatas, Ke'ilu Hikrav chatas, the Kalaisa b'teres ha'ayla, Ke'ilu Hikrav ha'ayla. Yesh lachgar. What's the halacha by other mitzvahs? Not kachin. What about a mitzvah? If someone's oisik b'toyra shiluach hakan, is it as if he did the mitzvah of shiluach hakan? If someone's oisik in some other mitzvah, is it ki'ilu he did that mitzvah or not? The pasuk in Malachi that the Gemara uses as the source to this halacha is talking about a korban. U'b'chalmakoy mukter mugish lishmi. It's talking about a carbon. So yesh loy mar, it's only a halacha in Hilchas Karbonos. Uneshalma parim sefaseinu. You could even read the parsha of Karbonos, and on some level it could be as if you brought a carbon, like the Eidushta told Avram Avinu by the Brisbane of Sarim. He said, Tainach, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, what are we going to do when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Uneshalma parim sefaseinu. You'll say Karbonos in the morning, and you'll say Karbonos before Mincha, and it's going to be as if you brought a carbon. So it's halacha in Hilchas Kachim, or yesh loy mar, no. Once we see this concept of Uneshalma parim sefaseinu, once we see this concept of Bechamakai Mukhtar Mugish Lishmi, maybe this halacha is not exclusive to Kachim, but maybe this is something that we can apply to other areas as well. So I was discussing this with Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky, and he told me that he actually gave a shir on this very topic just recently. Sukkis Tovshin Pei Aleph. Very recently. He said he gave a shir, mamish, on this topic, and he shared with me several Marim Mekoymis and his Ha'oris and Kashas and Teirutzim. Ayin Shom. But I'll just mention two Marim Mekoymis. The first is the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim is in Parshas Bichu Kaisai. So it's famous that the Aruch Chaim said 42 pshatim on the pasuk in Bichu Kaisai Teilechu Ves Mitzvoisai Tishmeru Vasisa Moisam. He brings Membeis pshatim. This is the 14th pshat in the pasuk in Bichu Kaisai Teilechu. Just one excerpt of it. Oy Yirtza says the Aruch Chaim Al Derech Amroi Zoysa Teira Wa Oyla Velamincha. V'darsh Muzal, Adam Oisib Beparshas Oyel Malal of Akasav Kilo Krivayla. Al Derech Amroi Uneshal Meparim Sefaseno. Says the Aruch Chaim, V'loy Zebul Vad Elo Kol Mitzvah U'Mitzvah. Any mitzvah she'ena betherek Heseg Yad. Any mitzvah that a person can't physically do, kisha Adam loy made mitzvah sabatayra. If a person learns the sugi of that mitzvah, ki ilu asah. It's considered as if he did a mitzvah. It's an Aruch Chaim. The Aruch Chaim said, "V'loy zubavad." It's not only true for kachim. Elo kol mitzvah, mitzvah sheina beperek hasig yad. K'shadim boy mit mitzvah sebetoyro ki ilu asa. The second Marim Malkim that Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky shared with me is the Chsam Sofer. The Chsam Sofer is in Parshas Nitzavim. It's on the pasuk loy b'shamayim hi leimar mi yalo lanu ashamayim v'loy me'ever liyam ki korev elecha dover ma'od. So the Chsam Sofer was teaching this pasuk. This is in Teiras Moshe. It's the second to last piece in Parshas Nitzavim. So I'm skipping to the middle. V'hachi kama. Loi b'shamayim. Shetoyme b'golus ha'achroin. It's going to be the golus ha'achroin. And the Yid is going to be at a time where we haven't had a Beis HaMikdash in 2,000 years. And Yidin are going to say, ain't lanu Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So how could we get involved in Kachin? Where's the Beis HaMikdash? Ki hu binyin la'asid banayu b'shuchlo b'shamayim. The Beis HaMikdash is Bashamayim. That's where it is. We know the third Beis HaMikdash is in Shamayim. It's waiting to come down. But that's where the Beis HaMikdash, Veich Akriv Karbonos. How can I bring a carbon? So Yid is going to say, I would love to learn, bring a carbon. Who doesn't want to bring a carbon? Whether it's a Chatas or an Oila or a Mincha or a Taida. Who doesn't want to bring a carbon to the Eivishter? But what can I do? It's in Shamayim. Or a person is going to be is going to want to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's what he writes. He wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but Kenish came to Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because it's Me'ever L'Yam. It's far. It wasn't so easy to go to Eretz Yisrael once upon a time. Shetaymer anachnu b'chutz l'aretz. Medina sayom. Ve'echa kayim mitzvah satluyus baris. Loi toymer kei. Don't say that Torah is b'shamayim. And don't say that the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael is me'ever l'ayam. Ki karev et lecha hadova me'oid. What does it mean? What's dover me'oid? Beficha. Belimud hadinim. Because when you learn the halachos, this is what the Chassam Sofer says, of kachim, it's as if you're bringing karbonis. And he says, when you learn the halachos of mitzvah, of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. U'neshal meparim. U'bil vavecha. L'shtoikek lasoysam. If a person has a chukka because he wants to do it, oz lasoysay tiska lasoysay b'par. Half of it. So says the Chassam Sofer, there's a concept of u'neshal meparim. So saying, not only when it comes to the mitzvah of kachim, that's a gemara, that's menachas tafkuf yudam and alf. But it's true by all mitzvahs. So he said, "Loi b'shamayim." Don't say the Beis Hamikdash is in Shemayim. So mi yalalonu Hashemayim? How are we going to go up to Shemayim? Right, Michal is the Sar Hagadol who brings Karbanos in Shemayim. How are we going to get up to Shemayim? Give Michal the Malach our carbon toida to bring it for us. Who? Don't say that, and don't say I'd love to go to Eretz Yisrael, but it's Me'ever L'Yam. You can't get into the country. What am I supposed to do? He says, "No, ki karve lecha adaver me'oid b'fichu b'vavcha." Because if you learn the mitzvahs and it's b'vavcha, you have chukka for the mitzvahs. So then this is a way that you'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. So I just wanted to be myself. Of one Mara Makim on Rabbi Kamenetsky's Mara Makimus, there were many, but just one Mara Makim, and this is also from the Chassam Sofer, and this is Mamish and Yonah Diyom, it was tremendous Hashkach how I found this. But that is the Chassam Sofer Taiches, we're about to start saying, Allah Nisan. So the Chassam Sofer, one of his drushes on Chanukah, he said the following drush. It's a drush, but this is what he said. He said the Yevonim wanted to get the Yidden to stop doing mitzvahs. That's what they wanted to do. He said, but how do you get a Yid to stop doing a mitzvah? It's not so simple to get him to stop doing mitzvahs. You know why? Because at the end of the day, even if we can't physically do a mitzvah, you can make all the gzeiros in the world. You can tell a yid he can't put on tefillin, but he can be oisik b'teiros at tefillin, and it's going to be as if he put on tefillin. You can tell a yid he can't wear tzitzis, but I could always learn the halachas of tzitzis, and it's going to be as if I was mekayim the tzitzis. So said the Chassam Sofer, you know what the Yevonim did? It was lahashkicham teiros secha. He got the yid to stop learning Torah. You're not going to learn Torah, now it's over. Now it's lavira mechukei ritzanecha. But as long as a yid can learn Torah, you can be mekayim all the mitzvahs. The Taz says that Lavan said that Yaakov Avinu said him Lavan garti v'taryag mitzvah shamarti. So the Taz, this is the Taz, the Turei Zov. He said, what was the taryag mitzvah shamarti? How's it possible? How could Lavan have kept taryag mitzvahs? The Teretz is that if you learn it, lachkicham Torah sech. If you learn the Torah, then you have the mitzvahs as well. So said the Chassam Sofer, that's what it means. Avos shaloi lekay mitzvahs asay arei Yisrael yasik b'Torah soy lekayig yekriv u b'Torah tefillin v'tzitz. Who says that it's not exclusive to the halachas of kachim, but this is true for other mitzvahs as well. So I just had one ha'ara. And that is, if that's the case, why did the Yidden, after the Churban, why did Rabbi Baravu in the times of the Amiram, why didn't they learn Tyrus? How come they didn't learn Tyrus? Why didn't they learn Zerah? Rashi says they only learned what was negated. By the way, I think it's Pasha. I don't know if this is true, but I think it's Pasha. We have Talmud Bavli on Seder Mayid, Nashim, Nezikin, and Kachim. We don't have Talmud Bavli on Zerah and Tyrus. Why not? Because the Gemara says, Rabbi Baravu has said, B'shisa Matzima, they weren't learning it. I mean, obviously they were learning it, but not in the same way. And as a result, that's probably why we don't have Talmud Bavli. By the way, we have one Masechta in Seyd Ezron, Brachis, which is Negei Lamaisa, and we have one Masechta in Seyd Tyrus, Nida, which is also Negei Lamaisa. But all the other Masechtas in Zron, that weren't Negei, weren't Noig B'chutz Laretz. And even the Masechtas in Tyrus, they also weren't Noig B'chutz Laretz, like Rashi says. By the way, Talmud Yerushalmi we have on Zron. Why? Because it was an Eretz Yisrael. Whether Truma, Bismarck, that was the Raisa, was the Rabbana, but the Maisa, they kept the mitzvahs. That's why you have Zerom. On Tyrus, we don't have it. And by the way, even though it could be there was a Yerushalmi on Kachim, that's very controversial and way above my pay grade, and which by the way, is misunderstood because people think it's controversial whether there was a Yerushalmi on Kachim. It's controversial whether the Yerushalmi that surfaced in the 19th century and early 20th century was the Yerushalmi on Kachim. But the Rambam already, there were Rishonim that quoted a Yerushalmi on Kachem. There was a Yerushalmi on Kachem. It's not clear whether that was the Yerushalmi. But either way, there was a Yerushalmi on Kachem. And there was even Yerushalmi on Zeron, but not on Tyrus. That would a little seem to be mashma. Maybe there wasn't Tyrus. I'm not sure. But either way, just as an aside, but Derech Agav, right? The fact that there's no Yerushalmi on Tyrus, is that a raya maybe that they weren't knowing Dinei Tyrus in this man of Damei Rav? You see, there was no Zeraim and Tyrus in Talmud Bavli. It just seems to fit very nicely, right? The puzzle seems very nice, but only if there was no Tyrus. But regardless, so I understand. If there's a halach, what? They only learned the mitzvahs that were nagei. That's why the Amiraim learned, say, the Mayid. The Amiraim learned, say, the Noshin. They learned, say, I Kachin. Really wasn't night. But if someone learns the halachas of Kachin, it's as if he brought a carbon. So that's what they used to do. They wanted to bring a chattis. He wanted to do an oila. Because if you learn the halachas, then why didn't they learn Tyrus and Zeron? It's Keilu, you did the mitzvah. Why didn't they learn it? Keilu, you did the mitzvah. So you'll tell me, okay, maybe Kachin's different, right? Kachin, it's not just a mitzvah. You're bringing karbanos. You're doing the avoida. Yid has an obligation to do the avoida. You get kapara from doing. It's time to learn the halachas of truma and maisers. I am mechatesi. You'd rather learn bava mitzia again. Mechatesi. Maybe that's a cheshbon. I'm not sure. But tahiris, you can get tahira. Right? We talk so much about tahira. Tumah smeis, it all comes from chatoim. We always quote the Ramah that says all the tumah comes from the chet of Adam Rishon. Look at the Rechaim HaKadosh in the beginning of Parashas Chukas. There's so many sources of, right, ma, mikveh, metaris, esra'af, HaKadosh Baruch, metaris, atmeim. There's so many ideas of where you find that tumah gets in the way of a person's avodas Hashem. Chidah said that the Arizal had access to the Eif of the Parah Aduma, and that's why he was able to reach Hasagas. So maybe if Yid would sit down and he would learn the halachas of Parah, so maybe he would acquire tremendous levels of Tahira. So why didn't they do it? Why didn't they learn? It's a Bishlam if you're going to tell me Kol Oisik is only in Kachim, so it's very move on. But if it's not exclusive to Kachim, it's true for all mitzvahs. So how come it is when it comes to Tyrus, certainly, and maybe even Zeron, you don't find that they learned it? So this afternoon, I had the schos to speak to the Rashiva of Yerucham Olshin Shlita. So I asked Rabbi Yeruchim this ha'ara. So Rabbi Yeruchim's immediate reaction was, he said, Tyra? So Kriyan Tyrif and Lerner Dafminish Lerner Tyrus. He says, every blot Gemara, everything that a person learns is Tyra. He says, yeah, maybe it is, but like Kanech. He said, Avada Madafab and Tyra. And the Avada, the Tyra, come from learning. He said, but it's not exclusive to say the Tyrus. That was what he said. Pashit. He says, Pashit. I hear the aura. The aura is aura. But he said, Lamaisi, you want to know where comes Tyra? The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Mikvah, he says that the real mikvah is the Mehadas. It's the water of a person's machshava. When a person thinks of a svara, when a person of us to learn a Gemara. So he's toivel b'mei hadas. Literally, his whole body, his neshama, is submerged inside his thoughts of and within the Torah that's completely consuming him. And that is in and of itself a tefillah. Regardless of other, maybe there's a knetch of tahira of a tahira. He said, "Nafash lion and tahira is not tahira." Every word of Gemara, everything is tahira. Either way, we're learning tahiras and 7 days of tahiras. The sugi rochinis kind of came out of him. I think it's actually very befitting time-wise. And we keep on talking about, you know, some of the hashkacha between Rav Chinas Kanakehanim and Chanukah. But maybe the greatest hashkacha is that the story of Chanukah, amongst other things, is a story of Tmeim Beyat Tahirim. That's really what it was about. And of course, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the Chashminom, there were Tahirim. There was something called Tahirim. Because they had Eif of the Paradum, and there was Avoid, and there was the Beis Hamikdash, and you had real Tahirim. Today we don't have Tahirim. But maybe with all of Klal Yisrael, or many of Yidden learning sugyas of Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim, where we have maybe the Nesham B'parmes Faseinu, like the Chsam Soifah said in Parshas Nitzavim, and the Chsam Soifah said in his Drosh on Chanukah, no less, and the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Bechukaisai, and the Taz said on the Rashi in Parshas Vayishlachim, Lovin Gariti V'tayag Mitzvah Shamariti. So we have the Tahira of the Nesham B'parmes Faseinu, of learning Tyrus, together with being toivol b'mei adas, we should all be zoicha to a lichtige Chanukah, and we should be zoicha again to miracles of tmeim b'yat tahirim.